Well, you want to skip to the theme of the day, or you want to hit the other two parts of that verse? I appreciate the input, and it's not about how fast we get through something, it's about what we get out of what we discuss. We'll go a little bit, and if we don't maybe quite get to where we need to be, to might just carry over a little bit into tomorrow and bring in tomorrow's that, because I think some of these other parts are important too.
In 1954, my mother lost a baby. My sister and I prayed that. We prayed every night for that baby that Mom would get pregnant. Well, Mom was surprised, and she did. Well, when we lost him, that was a heartbreak for Beverly and I. We wanted that baby so bad. And whenever you said that there's reasons for it sometimes, if you stop and add 18 or 14 or 16 to 54, you come to a very bad time in the 60s that were not the best to raise a child. It would have been the last child, which would be very spoiled. And my dad died in 65. So Mother would have been raising that baby by herself. And Mother was not a real strong person with her children anyway. So as you look back, you can see that there definitely was a reason for my mother to have lost that baby, not only for his sake, but for ours too, because we would have been heartbroken to have a baby brother that could have very easily gone the wrong way in the 60s.
Creator knows all things. And as Melvin said, his ways aren't our ways, and thoughts are not our thoughts. I want to talk just a little bit about, I fear no evil. And in 1 Nephi in the 7th chapter, he says, "For he will not suffer the wicked shall destroy the righteous. Therefore I will preserve the righteous by his power, even if so be by the fullness of his wrath that must come, and the righteous be preserved, even unto the destruction of their enemy by fire. Therefore the righteous need not fear, for thus saith the prophet, they shall be saved, even if it so be as by fire." Brother Melvin talked a little bit about some of the things that's going to come upon the face of the earth, and Sister mentioned about Zion being a place of refuge. And, you know, the scripture goes, at least you pick up your sword against your neighbor. Going to be some tough times. And if we aren't spiritually strong and know what the Lord wants for us and do what the Lord wants for us, it's going to be tough. But we have the promise that if we're obedient, that we don't need to fear. And Brother Melvin.
You know, there's two words that come to my mind when you're talking about fear. First of all is faith. And if you've got faith and you continue on in faith, you will turn that faith into knowledge. And once it is knowledge, then you need to exercise that faith in more things in order to gain the knowledge. And this is what you're saying is true. Do we have the kind of faith right now, if something were to come to pass on this campgrounds, would we have the kind of faith and knowledge to know what the Lord has in mind for us to do, because it's going to cost us? We're not talking flippantly, and we're not talking about Babylon. We're talking about our souls and what we really believe. I've heard the expression by a gentleman that I respect very highly. He says, if you don't have the kind of faith that's necessary, what are you doing in the church? Now, to me, that really challenges my thinking of studying and praying, because praying is talking to the Lord. That we, your prayer don't ask amiss of things, but ask what He wants done in our lives. So I have to question myself continually. Do I have the kind of faith and a desire and knowledge to know what is going to be required and willing to do it? Christ did it. He set the example when He went to the garden. But anyway, when you come to talking about the challenges of life, faith is necessary, but knowledge is better, because then you'll have knowledge of what is going to be happening.
I can remember being on these grounds a number of years ago with senior high camp, and storm come up, and talk about tornadoes and that. Of course, caretaker's house is one of the places you're supposed to go for shelter, his basement. But I remember talking to the other brother who was part of camp about whether we had the faith enough to ask the Lord to protect the camp and that. And sometimes I wonder, like you say, whether my faith's strong enough. I remember Adrian one year. We're having an evening service. Tornado sirens went off in town, and we had our local people. And Adrian's a town that's kind of flat and not a lot of basements. Church has no basement or any place to go. And I don't know, had quite a few people in there. And so we went out to observe a little bit and then come back in. And I says, I think we need to just bow down and pray. And Sean and his wife went to check on Katie's grandmother. Make sure she got in a safe place. And so we knelt down as a group and asked the Lord to watch over us and protect us and put it in the Lord's hands. And Sean, being at Katie's grandmother's house, had access to the news station, see what the weather was doing. And he said that the weather gal come on and says, I don't know what happened. Tornado was on the ground. It picked up, went over Adrian, and went back on the ground. We know what happened. The Lord was there, protected us. As He said in an earlier scripture we used, He preserves His people. And when you get in a situation like that, fear doesn't gain you anything. You think about the people that marched into the lion's dens, or into the arenas. You think about Joseph. I go as a sheep to the slaughter. Think about the master. knowing what was going to befall him. Yep. So, section 36, 12d. And the day shall come that the earth shall rest. This is quoting about Enoch. But before that day shall the heavens be darkened, and a veil of darkness shall cover the earth. And the heavens shall shake, and also the earth, and great tribulation shall be among the children of men. But my people I will preserve, and righteousness will I send down out of heaven, and truth will I set forth out of the earth to bear the testimony of my only begotten. KP crew. So we know it's prophesied that we're going to have great tribulations upon the earth. But great things are going to happen. In Moroni, the 8th chapter, behold, I speak with boldness, having authority from God. And I fear not what man can do. For perfect love casteth out all fear, and I am filled with charity, which is everlasting love, wherefore all children are like unto me. Therefore, I love little children with a perfect love, and they are all alike and partakers of salvation. And the psalmist said, hear my voice, O God. In my prayer, preserve my life from fear of my enemy. Never said preserve my life from my enemy. Preserve my life from fear of my enemy. And that's the faith our brother talked about. Section 6 of the Doctrine and Covenants. Verse 15b, where two or three are gathered together in my name as touching one thing, behold, there will I be in the midst of them, even also I in the midst of you. Fear not to do good, my sons, for whatsoever ye sow, that shall ye reap. Therefore, if ye sow good, ye shall also reap good for your reward. Therefore, fear not, little flock. Do good. Let earth and hell combine against you. For if ye are built upon my rock, they cannot prevail. Behold, I do not condemn you. Go your way and sin no more. Perform with soberness the work which I have commanded you. Look unto me in every thought. Doubt not, fear not. And what's the lectures of faith say, Melvin, about doubt and fear? They can't abide in the same place. Doubt not, fear not. Next part of that verse in the Psalms is, for thou art with me. And in the 4th chapter of 2 Timothy, 16th verse, at my first answer, no man stood with me. But all men forsake me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Has the Lord been with you? Have you recognized it? Have you recognized, as you look back over life, at times when the Lord has been with you, when you weren't even looking for him or for his guidance? They used to tease me as a kid about having 9 lives. A lot of different things happened to me. I rolled a tractor, got my arm caught in a loader, and fell off a hay wagon, got concussion, and like I say, they just, you know. But the Lord's been out watching out for me. For his purpose, I guess. When I rolled that tractor, I went down through a 4-wire barbed fence. Tractor was upside down, still running, old D-17. And all I can remember was reaching in there to shut it off. Had a PTO pump on the back and hoses running up there. And I came out without a scratch. Lord's would have been with me many times. Even times I wasn't seeking him. But I want to talk a little bit I want to share something that the Lord spoke to me, give to me. And we'll probably close with this, and we'll probably cover the rod and the staff that comfort me a little bit tomorrow before we get into the next part of our class. These are the words which he gave through his patriarch to me. There will come considerable times, Dan, when you will be discouraged and when the going will be hard. Jesus never promised his followers that life would be easy for them. The Apostle Paul, the greatest evangelist of all time, save the Lord himself, was beaten with many stripes and was hated by all Asia and brutally mistreated on many occasions. He suffered greatly. He had a thorn in the flesh which the Lord did not relieve him, in spite of his many petitions to be so relieved. With his great faith. However, Jesus strengthened him for all of these trials and the sufferings. And at the end of his life, he said, "I fought a good fight. I've won the race." Jesus did promise his followers of old, and is now making this promise to you as he makes it to each of his followers, each of you. I will never, no, never, no, never forsake you. In times of darkness and despair, the only reason you will not be aware that Jesus is there is that you will be so aware of the darkness and the suffering and his discouragement, that you will not be giving your attention to Christ. And on some occasions may not even be able, to give your attention to Christ. However, he will still be there, blessing and being with you. He makes you the solemn promise that you will never have to suffer alone. He never leaves any of his followers. You know, I was visiting with an elder one time, shared a little bit about this that the Lord had given me. And he says, "Dan, you've probably seen those times, haven't you?" I looked at him and said, "No. I've gone through a lot of things, as many of you. But I always knew where the Lord was and was able to call upon him when he humbled me to the point where I felt I needed him and couldn't do things on my own." I don't think I've seen yet the darkness and discouragement and the suffering that's just going to happen upon the face of this earth. The things that are going to cause me not even to be able to see him, but have to have a great enough faith, as the Apostle Paul, to remain faithful and strong and keep following his works. And so I pray that as he makes this promise to me and to you, that he'll never leave you alone. That you always keep your eye on the Master, and knowing that he's there. The Lord spake parables to me. Simple farm boy. It was raining the day I got this blessing. He says, even though the sun's not shining because of the rain and the clouds, and but you know the sun's there, you need to know that Jesus is going to be there. And that's always been a big comfort. Tomorrow, we'll get in what we're supposed to get into today. I thought what we covered was important. So we'll talk about thy rod and thy staff, how they comfort me, and go on into thou preparest a table in the presence of my enemies, anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And so, think about how he's been comforted you, that you might come and share again tomorrow, as you have done today, is my prayer. May God bless you. Thank you.